So you've had some amazing TV roles. What were you most excited about when you got this role?
You know, the ability to show, you know, a strong Latin character in the future, I think that was really cool. You know, I think that to show this level of diversity in 2065 was really refreshing, you know, and I think that it's been a while since a lot of networks have, you know, have really, really push a project forward that eventually could be an example to the community. So it's exciting. All these characters are really strong. They're very leading. They're very, you know, they got a lot of pride, you know. So I think it's going to be really fun. But, you know, needless to say that, you know, with this character, you know, and working with Steven Spielberg and Kevin Falls and Max Bornstein, and you know, it's exciting, man. It's exciting that this team coming together for television with something as innovative and as forward thinking and as ambitious as Minority Report is I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's really, really fun. It's something you just have to experience.
Were you a fan of the movie?
Big time.
Yeah. What were you looking forward to showing now that it's a, you know, you're going into a new part of this story?
Well, I was excited to see where the precogs are now, right? Like, I was excited to see what happened to the precogs after the movie. You know, I wanted to see what areas that they moved into, you know, and to see the precogs actually living like normal people and being actually a family in a witness protection program, and then all of a sudden seeing Destiny bring them slowly back into crime fighting. I think what I thought was really fascinating. But there's also an army of characters that are just so awesome, you know, like Detective Vega, played by Megan Good, Aquila, played by Lee Jun Lee, and then Nick Zano, who plays one of the other precogs, mm-hmm. and then Laura Reagan. I mean, it's just a cast that is bringing certain characters to life that television haven't really seen this dynamic. So seeing them played is fascinating and really, really fun.
Camel Dragon! Do not move. Drop your weapon!
Peekaboo, bitch.
So when I posted up about this interview, Kristen from According to Kristen wanted me to ask, you've played somebody from the past in That 70s Show, and now you're getting to play somebody in the future. What do you like? Which one did you like best?
Well, it's so different, right? So different. What I like about, you know, That 70s Show was that it was a glimpse and a look back at perhaps what our parents kind of went through when they were teens, right? Yeah. And there was a level of innocence that I thought was really exciting, you know? And then And then playing something in the future, to see a promise of where we can possibly be, that to me is so cool. So it's hard to pick a favorite, you know, but right now I'm having a blast doing that Minority Report because I'm living like a little boy's dream, man. I'm playing with big boy toys.
Vega, stand down.
Let's face it, Will, you're not a closer.
You have no idea.
Awesome. And Mike the Movie Guy wanted to know, if you could either see into the future and prevent crime or be a vampire, which one would you choose and why?
I'd say why not do both, which I am.
Yeah.
You know, I play a vampire crime lord on From Dusk Till Dawn, mm-hmm. and I play Lieutenant Will Blake, who's fighting crime in the future. So I will tell you that, you know, both just as thrilling. One is a little harder to shake because it's a little dark and twisted, yeah. You know? But Lieutenant Will Blake is a character that I think is going to bring a lot of pride to not only the community, but it's going to be fun to watch.
What are you talking about?
No.
No, no, no!
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job. How do you feel representing Hispanics in TV now that, you know, so many other shows are embracing more Hispanics?
Well, I think, I mean, I've always been really, really proud. I'm really, really proud to be part of, you know, that small group of actors that consistently for the last 20 years, you know, have been, you know, saying no to the wrong roles and yes to the right roles that paint us in a very more, in a more positive light. So, I mean, I'm thrilled, man. I'm honored that I can be alive in this moment in time, that I can be, you know, I can be, you know, such actor at this moment in time, because I feel like this is that transition moment. This is the time where the Latino community does a crossover and then completely dominates as an audience. You know, we are the deciding vote in this country. You know, we are the people that tune in mostly in television. We're the people that still buy music. We're the people that go into the movies. You know, we're not trying to, you know, we're not trying to watch anything for free, you know. So I think we're a very important audience. And, you know, and the more heroes that we can, you know, create on television and on film, the more aspirational young Latinos are going to be, and the more inspired they're going to be to be the difference and to hopefully bring pride to their heritage and their culture.
I would have closed them differently, but...